The following program has been produced by Devon Insight, your local sight loss charity. When you've finished listening to the recording, please return the USB data stick to us in the yellow pouch provided. Turn over the address label in the front pocket of the pouch and put the pouch in any Royal Mail postbox. Please remember, there is no need to pay any postage as this item is sent using the Royal Mail's free Articles for the Blind postal service. If you would like to make any changes to your free subscription, please put a note in the pouch or call us on the Devon Insight helpline. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I will begin. Well, hello everybody. This is Graham Flynn here, Chief Executive of Devon Insight, and I'm going to be reading the Spring 2024, Issue 38 edition of In Vision magazine, the magazine of Devon Insight. Now, the cover of the print edition has a logo on the top right-hand corner which says, Celebrating 99 Years. Yes, Devon Insight has been in existence since 1925, so it's our 99th birthday year. The cover also includes some pictures of a marathon, a running event, and a picture of a young man called Will. And the tagline to the front of the magazine is Launching Will's Marathon Challenge for Devon Insight 2024. Chapter 1. Chief Executive Officers, welcome. For nearly a century, the team at Devon Insight have been supporting people living with sight loss across the county. The strength of our charity lies in the wealth of up-to-date and relevant skills, behaviours, knowledge and experience of our staff and volunteers. It was therefore a great shock when just before Christmas we received the news that one of our recently recruited trustees, Ray Doughty, had died suddenly. Ray was with us for a relatively short time, but his positive attitude to his sight loss and engagement with clinical trials and research was inspirational. There's a tribute later in this magazine. On a brighter note, as we emerge from the depths of winter, it's good to remind ourselves of the optimism of spring. We are therefore delighted to welcome some new faces to the team. The spring edition of In Vision magazine includes the usual mix of features to help you maintain your health and independence, launches our programme of telephone-based sight loss speaker events, and community-based Living Well with Sight Loss events, and much, much more. Finally, our cover picture celebrates the news that Ray's grandson, Will Passmore, will be undertaking the Manchester Marathon in Ray's memory to raise funds for Devon Insight. If you're able, please support him with a donation. Chapter 2. News feature. We bid a fond farewell to Ray Doughty. Again, in the print edition, there's a photograph of Ray at our head office in Splatford wearing his traditional salmon pink jacket. In late November 2023, we received the terribly sad news that our friend and colleague Ray Doughty had died suddenly in his sleep. This came as a huge surprise to Ray's family and the team at Devon Insight. I first met Ray at our technology drop-in event in Paignton in November 2022. I established that Ray had served in the armed forces before embarking on a career in the offshore exploration industry. At the age of 66, Ray was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, which cut short his career and his passion for sailing. During that first meeting, Ray spoke eloquently about his involvement in clinical trials and research at the Retina Clinic, London. I asked him what his motivation was for taking part in these trials, which he disclosed were unlikely to improve his sight. His response, I will never forget. He said, "My main concern was the thought of my daughters and grandchildren suffering with this awful disease. The trials might not help me, but I am happy to be doing my part for future generations." With his attitude towards helping others and his lived experience of sight loss, I asked Ray whether he would consider becoming a trustee and joining the Devon in Sight board. He was pleased to accept my invitation. Following interview, Ray was co-opted to the Devon in Sight board in July 2023 and formally elected by the voting membership at our annual general meeting on Friday the 20th of October 2023. Ray took an active part in the public consultation into the proposed closure of railway station ticket offices. When the government's plans were shelved, it was a delight when he joined me on BBC Radio Devon, giving voice to the 51,000 people living in Devon with sight loss. It was Ray's experiences at the Retina Clinic London that led us to inviting Professor Paolo Eduardo Stanger to being our keynote speaker at the Devon Sight Loss Conference, and Ray was able to share his experiences of clinical trials with the delegates. We would like to extend our condolences to Ray's daughters, Kate and Lynn Marie, and his grandchildren. Rest in peace, Ray. Chapter 3. News feature. New faces join the team for 2024. The new year has seen some new faces joining the Devon in Sight team. Firstly, Marilyn Minter Newson. Marilyn was co-opted to the Devon in Sight board in December 2023. For the first 40 years of her life, Marilyn struggled with health issues, which went unidentified until she decided to investigate the effect of diet. The dramatic results encouraged her to further study and on to professional qualifications in nutritional medicine. In recent years, she has taken a particular interest in helping clients with degenerative eye conditions such as AMD. Marilyn retired from her nutritional therapy clinic in South Devon when the pandemic closed everything. However, she still supports her old clients by telephone and online. Marilyn said, "I am delighted to join Devon in Sight and look forward to helping anyone who would like to know how food can influence their health and well-being." Marilyn will be joining us for our Sight Loss Speaker event on Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2024. More about that later. Also joining us is Mandy Darling. Mandy joined the Devon in Sight team as our Community Engagement and Fundraising Officer in January 2024. For the last 36 years, Mandy has worked for the NHS in London and Devon. As her reduced vision became more challenging, she was able to take advantage of enabling services such as access to work and trained with a guide dog, for which she is now on her fourth partnership. Since 2015, Mandy has been a local councillor on Torbay Council, where she can champion issues that affect those with sight loss. In May 2023, she had the honour of becoming Civic Mayor of Torbay, with her guide dog Pepsi being Civic Guide Dog. Mandy said, "I'm delighted to have been selected to join the Devon in Sight team. Having lived with reduced vision since my early teens, I have lived experiences of the challenges that those people with sight loss come across on a day-to-day basis. Being able to share this information with potential supporters and partners, along with vital services provided by Devon in Sight, will encourage them to come on the journey with us." Now, Mandy is joined by Fiona Hess. Fiona also joined Devon Insight in January 2024 and provides visual support for Mandy. Her support worker role is funded by Access to Work. Fiona has worked in various NHS trusts over the last 40 years, and in particular for the last 25 years as Stroke Medical Secretary in Devon. Her interests include walking, swimming and gardening, and of course her family. Fiona said, "I'm delighted to be joining this friendly, dedicated team at Devon Insight and look forward to supporting Mandy with exciting future fundraising and community projects." Now, I need to introduce the final new member of the team, Pepsi. Pepsi is Mandy Darling's guide dog. Pepsi is an 8-year-old black Labrador who was trained by Exeter Guide Dogs. Pepsi's primary role is to help Mandy get around safely. It's a relationship built on teamwork and trust. Pepsi helps Mandy walk safely in public places, guides her around objects and people, avoid trip hazards, find curbs and locate shop doors and crossings. In May 2015, Pepsi became civic guide dog for Mandy whilst she was civic mayor of Torbay. Pepsi loves long beach walks, swimming and soft toys. Like all Labradors, she has a healthy appetite and is particularly partial to a carrot. Chapter 4. News feature. Devon County Show 2024. In the print edition, this is illustrated with a photograph of very busy crowds at last year's Devon County Show. In 2023, the Devon County Show welcomed in excess of 96,000 attendees across its 3 show days, one of the highest attendance figures in the Devon County Agricultural Association's 151-year history. The show, which coincided with a warm spell of weather after a long period of rain, reverted to its May dates for the first time in 3 years, positioning it back as the first county show to take place in the southwest of England on the agricultural show calendar. A key theme of the 2024 Devon County Show will be inclusivity and accessibility. We were therefore delighted to be approached to provide a sensory garden exhibit for this year's show in the prestigious Crafts and Gardens Marquee. This is the biggest marquee on the showground, equivalent to the size of a football pitch. The marquee is home to a number of trade stands, garden installations, and also hosts baking competitions and food demonstrations. It is thus a hive of activity and immensely popular area of the showground. This is probably the best outreach event we could dream of being involved in, so we are keen to capitalise on this opportunity to raise awareness of sight loss and the work of Devon Insight. Our installation will be the backdrop to the official Devon County Show launch. We hope that the public will engage in a sensory experience by wearing sight loss simulation spectacles, which will help them experience the garden with little or no sight by using their senses of smell, touch, hearing and taste. We would like people who are blind or partially sighted to be involved in the project by meeting the public to talk to them about their lived experience of sight loss during the show. There is only a limited budget for the project, so we are keen to hear from any of our friends in the commercial sector who would like to support the experience with sponsorship. If you would like to be involved, you can register your interest through the Devon Insight helpline. Now, I do give this number a number of times during this recording, but this is the first time. The helpline number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. The helpline is open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. Chapter 5. Now we're going to deal with our independent living features, and the first is low vision assessments explained. This article is illustrated in the print edition with a photograph of a young lady who's conducting the low vision assessment with an elderly gentleman with a nice smiley face. Devon Insight's low vision advisor, Louise Millington, explains this free NHS service. A low vision assessment, LVA, determines how you can make the best use of your remaining vision. An optometrist or orthoptist carries out the assessment at a hospital eye clinic. The optometrist will measure your useful vision and identify potential optical aids. If the optometrist finds your vision can't be improved by glasses and contact lenses, or medical or surgical treatment, you may be referred to a low vision clinic. At the low vision assessment, the optometrist will measure your functional vision for both close and distance tasks. They will use eye charts and reading materials similar to the charts used in standard eye tests. They will identify potential optical aids that may help with everyday tasks such as reading and lighting. These aids are issued free of charge on a long-term loan basis. If you lose your optical aid that was loaned to you or it breaks, contact the hospital you were seen by for a repair or replacement. They can advise you about managing at home and getting out and about. They will also assess you to see if you are eligible to be registered as sight impaired or severely sight impaired. Please remember the following emergency advice. Go to A&E immediately or call 999 if you experience a severe eye pain with nausea or vomiting, have a sudden serious change in your vision, lose all or part of your vision in one eye or both, have an accident involving your eyes. Go to the website 111.nhs.org. UK or call 111 or call your GP surgery for flashing lights or floaters in your vision. For more information about low vision assessments, ring the helpline. Chapter 6, Independent Living Service Feature, Articles for the Blind Explained. Royal Mail is committed to their customers and to offering services that bring people and communities closer together. Royal Mail Articles for the Blind is a scheme for blind and visually impaired customers who are registered as blind under the provisions of the National Assistance Act 1948. They also include people whose standard of close-up vision with spectacles of N12 or less, as certified by an ophthalmologist, doctor or ophthalmic optician. The scheme is free for first class or international standard delivery. The service is designed to support visually impaired people as well as the charities that work hard to improve their lives. Articles for the Blind works by waiving postage, first class only, for sending such items as books, papers and letters that are either embossed or in large print, minimum font size 16. Relief maps, audio and electric media, discs, CDs and USB sticks, equipment such as magnifiers, mobility aids, audio players, watches, measuring equipment and mathematical devices, mobility aids such as canes and guide dog equipment. The above items can be sent as first class letter, large letter, parcel, or international standard letter. To send articles under the scheme, the envelope needs to have the following. Articles for the Blind clearly marked on the front of the envelope with the name and address of the blind or visually impaired person at that address. The sender's name and address on the reverse. If the mail is to be sent abroad, it must state Articles for the Blind and then CEC O'Grams. That's spelt Charlie Echo Charlie, Oscar Golf Romeo Alpha Mike ES. That's not very easy to remember. Anyway, if it's going abroad, mark it Articles for the Blind CECO Grams on the front of the envelope. Mail must be able to be opened for inspection should this be needed. However, if the contents are fragile, you can get permission to seal the package by calling 0345 607 6140. That number again, 0345 607 6140. Alternatively, you can take your item to your local post office where they can check and seal before sending. By visiting the post office, you can also obtain proof of posting. You can obtain black and white labels through the post office, so ask at your counter next time you are there. Royal Mail do not accept the following as part of this scheme: audio music that lasts more than 2 minutes, entertainment programs that are available on radio or other recordings, printed material in a font smaller than 16 point, any form of advertising, personal, sensitive or confidential correspondence in any format. This should be sealed and sent as normal mail. There are size and weight limits imposed on this scheme, and the post office counter staff can advise further by weighing and measuring before sending. Did you know that the Royal Mail offer a collection from home service? If you are unable to get to a postbox or post office to post your Articles for the Blind items, they will arrange to collect them from your home for free. All you need to do is call the following telephone number: 0345 607 6140. That number again, 0345 607 6140. For more information, you can visit the Royal Mail website and search Articles for the Blind. Alternatively, you can ask for a copy of our Articles for the Blind fact sheet by ringing the helpline telephone number. Chapter 7. BT195 Directory Inquiries Service. People who are living with little or no sight may struggle to read or use the phone book. If you are blind or partially sighted, BT may have the answer to your problems. The 195 service. BT's free directory inquiry service is provided for customers with a permanent medical condition, physical or learning disability or sight problem, which prevents them from using a printed telephone directory. You can use this service whether or not BT is your telephone company. Once you have successfully signed up for the service, all you do is dial 195 and you can speak to an operator who will find the number you require. If you ask to be connected to the number you require, you will then be charged for the call you make according to the call package that you have with your provider. This service is available from your landline and mobile telephone. Registered customers also don't pay the BT1471 and BT1571 call return fee, which they usually charge on top of call services. So, how do you sign up for the service? Registering as a 195 Directory Inquiries customer is easy. For an application form, call the registration team free on 0800 587 0195. That number again, 0800 587 0195. Opening hours are from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. As well as filling out details about yourself, you will also need someone like a doctor, nurse, or other medical practitioner who knows you to countersign the form before you send it off. Now, Devon and Sight client David Gailey, who has been living with sight loss for over 30 years, said the following. I've been using the BT195 service for many years. It's important to remember that this service isn't just for people with little or no sight. It can be used by anyone who struggles to navigate a phone directory. I like the fact that the service is available from my mobile phone as well as my landline. So, to recap, to register as a 195 Directory Inquiries customer, ring BT on 0800 587 0195. That number again, 0800 587 0195. The helpline is open between 10 and 4:30 Monday to Friday. You can also receive a fact sheet from Devon Insight by giving us a call on the helpline. Chapter 8. Living Well with Sight Loss Events. Now, this article is illustrated in the print edition with a photograph of one of the team from the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service at one of our earlier Living Well with Sight Loss events. Sight Village Southwest Update. When Queen Alexandra College released its Sight Village event schedule for 2024, we were surprised to learn that no event will be held in the Southwest this year. Events are only taking place in Blackpool, Birmingham, Leeds, and London. Whilst this announcement is disappointing, it makes our Living Well with Sight Loss events and our annual Devon Sight Loss Conference even more important for Devon residents living with little or no sight. Sight Village offered everyone the opportunity to meet with leading providers of products and services under one roof. However, attendance has been falling and there have been fewer exhibitors year on year. Whilst these events were free to the public, they were also prohibitively expensive for many exhibitors, particularly smaller charities like ours and other not-for-profit community-based services. Living Well with Sight Loss Events. Blind and partially sighted people often feel isolated and digitally excluded. To address this, we launched our Living Well with Sight Loss events in partnership with Sight and Sound Technology Limited. Sight and Sound are the UK's leading provider of equipment, software and services for people who are blind and partially sighted and those with learning and reading difficulties. Our Living Well with Sight Loss events also include partners from the sight loss sector, such as Blind Veterans UK, Talking Newspapers, Sensory Team Rehabilitation Officers, local blind clubs, Lion Clubs, the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service, Community Transport Providers, and Energy Saving Devon. This year, Living Well with Sight Loss events will take place at 5 locations around the county. These are designed to be as accessible as possible to as many people as possible. When we conducted our last customer satisfaction survey, we were delighted when one client, when asked about our community events, said, "Your events are better than Sight Village." So Chapter 9 is our Living Well with Sight Loss events schedule. We will be providing Living Well with Sight Loss events at the following locations this year to make them as accessible as possible. Torbay event, Thursday the 9th of May 2024, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m, Jasmine House, 1 Midvale Road, Paignton, TQ14 5BD. That event again, Torbay event, Thursday the 9th of May, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Jasmine House, 1 Midvale Road, Paignton, TQ4 5BD. Our West Devon event. Our West Devon event will be taking place on Thursday, the 30th of May, at the Anchorage Centre, Chapel Street, Tavistock, PL19 8AG. So that's the West Devon event, Thursday the 30th of May, at the Anchorage Centre, Chapel Street, Tavistock, PL19 8AG. Now, to North Devon. We're really pleased to be holding an event in North Devon. This will be on Thursday the 13th of June. That's Thursday the 13th of June at Westwood Ho Baptist Church, 42 Nelson Drive, Westwood Ho. Postcode there, EX391LQ. So that's the North Devon event, Thursday the 13th of June at Westwood Ho Baptist Church, 42 Nelson Drive. Finally, our Plymouth and South Hams event. This will be taking place in partnership with Sensory Solutions. And this is on Thursday, the 20th of June, 2024. This is between 10 and 2 p.m. at the Copthorne Hotel, Armada Way, Plymouth, PL1 1AR. That event again, Plymouth and South Hams, Thursday, the 20th of June at the Copthorne Hotel, Armada Way, Plymouth, PL1 1AR. Now, our registered clients who live in the vicinity of each of these events will receive a personal invitation closer to the date with full instructions for the day. These events would not be possible without the support of Tesco Stronger Starts, who have supported us with grants totalling £3,625. Tesco Stronger Grants supports thousands of local community projects and good causes across the United Kingdom. The programme is available across the UK and is administered by the community charity Groundwork. Now, I know what you're thinking. I said there would be five events. Well, our fifth Living Well with Sight Loss event will be taking place as part of our conference. The Devon Sight Loss Conference. Last year, we held our first county conference incorporating our annual general meeting and the Living Well with Sight Loss exhibition. It was a bold decision to undertake such a costly venture, but it was made possible through sponsorship from Devon County Council, Sight and Sound Technology, and the Retina Clinic London. We are delighted to announce that we will be holding another conference this year at the Mercure Exeter Rougemont Hotel, which has been provisionally booked for Wednesday, the 11th of September, 2024. That date again, Wednesday, the 11th of September, 2024. With No Sight Village Southwest, we will be looking at how we can expand the Living Well with Sight Loss exhibition to accommodate more stands. More details will be released in the autumn, so at this stage, just keep the date. For more information about Living Well with Sight Loss events, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 10. We're now moving on to some health and well-being features. The first is International No Tobacco Day. This is illustrated in the print magazine with a lady breaking a cigarette in two. World Health Organization, WHO, No Tobacco Day. The World Health Organization's No Tobacco Day is on the 31st of May every year and was created to bring awareness to more people about the dangers and health risks of smoking tobacco. Most people know that smoking causes lung cancer, but not many realise that it can also cause blindness. Smokers are up to four times more likely than non-smokers to develop age-related macular degeneration. Perhaps you are a smoker who would like to cut back or even give up for good. This is a really good opportunity to join in and give up smoking. When you quit smoking, good things start to happen. You can begin to see almost immediate improvements to your health. So what are the benefits of quitting smoking? Quitting will improve your health, whatever your age and no matter how long you've been smoking. Better physical health. Your senses of taste and smell improve and you start to breathe more easily and you have more energy. Your longer-term risks of cancer, lung disease, heart disease, and stroke will be significantly reduced. You will be less likely to develop type 2 diabetes, bone disease, including osteoporosis, eye disease, and dementia. Better mental health. Stopping smoking boosts mental health and well-being. Better for your family and friends. Becoming a smoke-free role model means your children are most likely to take up smoking. It's much easier to quit when you get the right support. For more information, visit the NHS Quit Smoking website at www.nhs.uk/better-health/quit-smoking/. What a mouthful that is. Anyway, let's give that address again. www.nhs.uk/better-health/quit-smoking/. Perhaps the best thing to do is ring us for our smoking cessation fact sheet on the Devon Insight helpline. Chapter 11, Race Across the World. Now, in the magazine, this is illustrated with a photograph of me in my office with my special guest, Tricia Sale. On Tuesday, the 12th of December, I welcomed Tricia Sale and Kathy Rowe to our monthly telephone-based sight loss speaker event. The Childhood Friends won the third series of the hit BBC television series Race Across the World. Tricia, who is severely visually impaired, and Kathy raced across Canada without smartphones, internet access, or credit cards, and on a very limited budget. Trish has uveitis, an eye condition affecting the inside of the eye, originating in the part of the eye called the uvea. The swelling in the uvea, as well as affecting vision, can also result in pain and sensitivity to bright lights. Trish describes her own vision as like looking through a dark cloud with spots on it. The award-winning programme was billed as an epic race across Canada, the largest country in the world, starting in Vancouver and finishing in St. John's, Newfoundland, a distance of 16,000 kilometres, a race route that would take them to the edge of the Arctic via the waters of the Great Lakes through 6 time zones and 7 checkpoints. Trish and Kathy shared stories of their adventure, the highs and the lows, and the life-changing effect that it had on their lives. Trish said taking part in the show had also helped her to rebuild her confidence and led to her leaving her old job in banking and joining the RNIB locally. For those who haven't seen the programme, Race Across the World is available on BBC iPlayer. We would like to thank Tricia and Kathy for sharing their story. You can listen to the programme by visiting our website. If you go to the website at www.devoninsight.org.uk, you go to the speaker event recording archive under events. Chapter 12. Speaker Seminars, Spring 2024. Devon Insight's telephone-based sight loss speaker seminars are an opportunity for you to hear from our partners across the health and social care and voluntary sectors in the comfort of your own home. Sight loss speaker seminars take place every second Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. on the following free phone telephone number: 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. Calls from your home telephone or mobile are free. So, on Tuesday the 12th of March, we have Good Nutrition and Eye Health. We'll start with a quote from Hippocrates, who lived in 460 BC to 370 BC. Let food be thine medicine, and medicine be thy food. Good nutrition is very important for both general health and eye health. It helps the body grow, repair wear and tear, protect against infection and function properly. The causes of macular disease are not fully understood. However, scientists believe that a combination of factors are responsible, including genetics, age, diet, smoking and sunlight. Our guest speaker is Marilyn Minter-Newson, a nutritional therapist and a new Devon Insight trustee. So that event is at 10:30 on Tuesday, the 12th of March. On Tuesday, the 9th of April, that's Tuesday, the 9th of April, an introduction to benefits. Our guest speaker is Colin Daniels, working age and young people's manager of the Macular Society. Colin Daniels has lived experience and has provided support to other blind and partially sighted people to achieve their employment goals and reach their own aspirational outcomes. He was formerly a welfare rights officer for Action for Blind People, where he supported clients to maximise their income and claim statutory entitlements. So that event again, an introduction to benefits, is on Tuesday the 9th of April. Finally, on Tuesday the 14th of May, an introduction to the work of iClinic Liaison Officers. iClinic Liaison Officers, known as ECLOs, are key in helping patients understand the impact of their diagnosis and providing them with emotional and practical support for their next steps. Our guest speaker is Tessa Williams, the iClinic Liaison Officer for the West of England Eye Unit. And that event is on Tuesday the 14th of May. So a little reminder of the telephone number to access telephone sight loss speaker events. On the day in question at 10:30, please ring the following telephone number. 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930, and calls from your home telephone number or mobile are free. And now chapter 13, an influencing change feature. Now, those of you who've been with Devon Insight for a while will know how important I think it is that we don't just look after individuals, but we try and run campaigns and initiatives which make Devon a sight loss friendly county for everybody with sight loss. So here's an update on Driving Change for People with Sight Loss Devon project. Last year, Devon Insight devised a disability awareness training course for public and community bus drivers. This was part of Devon County Council's Connecting You project, funded by the Department of Transport, Tackling Loneliness with Transport Fund. The course was very well received by Devon County Council and the Department of Transport. Consequently, we created a Continuous Professional Development CPD group accredited training manual and online training portal for public and community transport drivers in Devon. This qualifies for 5 CPD credits towards the driver's 35 hours of required Driver Certificate of Professional Competence CPC provision. Our Driving Change for People with Sight Loss in Devon project was shortlisted for the National Visionary Develop and Share Award in September 2023. In December, we distributed bus driver disability awareness manuals to public and community bus providers across Devon as part of a legacy project. 36 commercial and community transport providers are involved, and I'll give you a full list of everybody in the next chapter. 1,593 paid and voluntary drivers have been targeted for training through the project. In due course, we will be inviting the operators to display a window sticker on their vehicles, announcing that their drivers are disability aware and sight-wise. 890 vehicles will potentially display these stickers. This invitation could have a huge impact on the behaviour of bus drivers in the county, and following Department of Transport evaluation, may form part of bus driver CPC training nationally. If you would like to find out more about the training, you can access our training portal by visiting the Devon Insight website and looking for disability awareness training under professionals. This project is being undertaken in partnership with Devon County Council. Chapter 14. So under the Connecting You project, we would like to thank the following commercial and community transport providers who have taken up the training. Now there's 36 that I'm going to list, so if you're interested to know your local bus, carry on listening, alternatively skip to the next chapter. So the providers we're working with are Axe Valley Mini Travel, Country Bus, Dartline, Filers Travel, Greenslades Tours Exeter Limited, Hatch Green Coaches, Mid Devon Coaches, Oakley's Coaches, Redwoods Travel, Stagecoach Southwest, Tallyho Coaches, Tor and Torridge, Dorset Community Transport, Axe Valley Ring and Ride, Coleridge Community Bus, Dartmouth Caring, East Timbridge and Dawlish Community Transport Association, Exe Valley Market Bus, Exeter Community Transport Association, Exmouth Community Transport Group, Holsworthy Rural Community Transport Limited, Ilfracombe Community Transport Association, Iverbridge and District Community Transport Association, Kingsbridge Hub Bus, Mid Devon Mobility, Newton Abbott Community Transport Association, Oakhampton District Community Transport Association, Ottery Help Scheme, Tavistock Area Support Services, Tavistock Country Bus, Tavistock Ring and Ride, Totnes and Rural, also known as Bob the Bus, Totnes Caring, Trip Community Transport Association, West Bank Community Health and Care, and finally, Wheels to Work Southwest. We'd like to thank all of these operators who've got involved in the Connecting You project. Chapter 15, Fundraising News, Community Fundraising. Now, this story is illustrated with a photograph of yours truly being presented a cheque from a gentleman called Mark Richardson, who's a friend of mine. He's a solicitor. Anyway, here's the first story. Devonshire Grand Superintendents. In December, we were delighted to receive a charitable gift of £500 from the Provincial Grand Chapter of Devonshire Grand Superintendents Fund. The Grand Superintendent's representative, Mr. Mark Richardson, said, "Charity underpins Holy Royal Arch Freemasonry, so we are delighted to support Devon Insight's work. Freemasons build better lives through their charitable giving by encouraging opportunity, promoting independence and improving well-being. The team at Devon Insight would like to thank the Provincial Grand Chapter of Devonshire for their kind donation." Oxygen House Foundation. We were delighted to receive an unexpected donation of £7,675.82 from the Oxygen House Foundation. Founded in 2008, Oxygen House is an investment firm based in Exeter. The firm invests in property, renewable energy, clean tech, educational technology and data analytics sectors. The firm specialises in venture capital, private equity, and impact investments. They hold biannual meetings where the trustees nominate charities. One of the trustees nominated us to receive a donation, for which we are extremely grateful. The Forest Hill Charitable Trust. We were very sorry to hear that Dr. Horace Pyle and Mrs. Patricia Pyle, who founded the Forest Hill Charitable Trust, have both died at the ripe old age of 94. However, the remaining trustees have continued to support Devon in Sight with a donation of £1,000. Ongoing grants like this help us to continue to support people who are blind or partially sighted living or working in Devon. If you would like to support us with a donation, please give us a call on the helpline. The telephone number is 01392 876 666. Chapter 16, Fundraising News, Community Fundraising. This article is illustrated with a photograph of a young man called Will, with a background of a group of people running a marathon. Will's Marathon Challenge for Devon in Sight. Will Passmore is a medical student at Manchester Medical School. On April the 14th, 2024, he will run the Manchester Marathon for Devon in Sight. In November last year, Will experienced the loss of his beloved grandfather, Ray Doughty, who served as a dedicated member of the Board of Trustees for Devon in Sight. Will said, "Ray battled age-related macular degeneration, and he was a direct beneficiary of the invaluable work carried out by Devon in Sight. His gratitude towards the charity's impact on his life is immeasurable, and as a family we share in that deep appreciation. This marathon is not just a personal endeavour, but an important initiative to raise funds for this remarkable charity, aimed at empowering more individuals like my grandfather who benefited from their support. In a poignant testament to his commitment, Ray participated in a meeting with the charity just days before his passing, expressing his enduring dedication to their cause. It is our collective hope that through this fundraising effort, we can contribute to the charity's mission and honour my grandfather's desire to continue making a positive impact on the lives of those facing similar challenges." Those are very powerful words, Will, and we were all very sad to hear that Ray had died. The fact that Will has been inspired to celebrate Ray's life with this challenge is very heartwarming. So what can you do to support Will? You could make a cheque donation to Devon in Sight and post it to Will's Marathon, Devon in Sight, Splatford Barton, Ken Ford, Exeter, EX67XY. So that's if you want to make a cheque donation to Devon in Sight and post it to Will's Marathon, Devon in Sight, Splatford Barton, Ken Ford, Exeter, EX67XY. Don't forget that if you are visually impaired, you can mark it Articles for the Blind on the front and just put your return address on the back, and it won't cost you anything to send the cheque. You can make a card donation by ringing us on the helpline, or you can visit Will's online Just Giving donation page. Now, this is a bit of a mouthful, but it's for those who are able to follow, it's https://bit.ly/48q8CAB. What a mouthful that is. The website again for an online donation is https://bit.ly/48q8CAB. capital C, and then a little AB. Probably best to send us a cheque if you want to support us. Thank you. Chapter 17, Community Fundraising. You know what? There are times when I turn over the page of the magazine and my heart sinks. Oh no, Jump for Sight is back. This article is illustrated by a photograph of myself doing a parachute jump in 2018. Would you like to combine the most exciting and exhilarating moment of your life with raising funds for Devon in Sight? Jump for Sight is back. Building on the success of our previous skydives in 2018 and 2021, we are partnering with Skydive Buzz to hold another event this summer. With Skydive Buzz, you fly up to 15,000 feet in just over 10 minutes in one of the fastest jump planes in Europe. Not only is that fast, but it's the highest you can go for any skydive in the UK. If you or a family member would like to take part in this event, you can find out more information by ringing the helpline and requesting a Jump for Sight 2024 information pack. Now seriously, I am terrified of heights. I've done this jump twice and it changed my life. It's absolutely amazing. So my challenge to you, dear listener, is are you going to be our first visually impaired client to support us with a skydive? Give us a call. Now, friends of Devon in Sight, for nearly 100 years, people like you have helped Devon in Sight to provide essential support for people with little or no sight loss across the whole of Devon. Your generosity is astonishing. We would like to thank all of you who have become regular donors through our Friends of Devon in Sight regular giving scheme. Friends of Devon in Sight is the best way that you can support your local sight loss charity during these very challenging times. You can give as little or as much as you would like with a monthly direct debit. Everyone who joins our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon in Sight, will receive a limited edition I'm a Friend of Devon in Sight enamel badge. If you'd like to know more, please give us a call on the Devon in Sight helpline number 01392 876 666. Chapter 18, Supporting You, an Overview of Our Services. Devon in Sight offers a range of holistic services for people who are blind or partially sighted, their families, friends and carers who live or work in Devon. This is a summary of our core services. Our Information, Advice and Guidance Service. We are committed to providing accurate and impartial information, advice and guidance. You can access our comprehensive information resources through our helpline on 01392 876 666. Our website is available at www.devoninsight.org.uk. InVision magazine is available free in a range of accessible formats, large print, digitally by email, and in audio. It can also be accessed on your smartphone through the British Wireless for the Blind app. Just look for Devon. Our independent living service. We work with you to identify the equipment, support and training that will help you maintain your independence and live life to the full. We undertake this valuable work in partnership with health and social care and the voluntary sector. We have a unique assistive technology partnership with Sight and Sound Limited, the UK's leading provider of equipment, software and services for people who are blind and partially sighted. We also offer Living Well with Sight Loss events across the county, where you can meet partners in health and social care, the voluntary sector and community groups. our health and wellbeing service. Our health and wellbeing service aims to keep you physically and mentally fit and safe in your home. We can help you make some healthy lifestyle choices such as smoking cessation or arrange a free home safety check with the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. We can also provide emotional support and in some cases formal counselling. For fun, friendship and really useful information about living life with low vision, you can join our free telephone-based chit-chat calls. To access these calls, simply dial 0808 169 7930 at 10:30 a.m. every Wednesday morning. That number again, 0808 169 7930 at 10:30 a.m. every Wednesday morning. Our free telephone speaker seminars take place monthly with speakers from across the sight loss sector and beyond. These are structured so that following a formal information sharing presentation, listeners can contribute by asking questions and share their lived experience of sight loss. A schedule of events was previously given in this recording. Influencing change. We believe that it is important that people who are blind or partially sighted, their family and carers have voice in the development of sight loss services and other community services across Devon. We are pleased to hear your thoughts about how services across Devon can be improved. For information about any of our services, please ring the helpline. Chapter 19. InVision Magazine Subscriber Information. InVision Magazine is free to our stakeholders and available in a range of accessible formats, including large print, digitally via email, and in this audio format. InVision Magazine supporters include people who are blind and partially sighted, health and social care professionals, voluntary sector organisations, community groups, professional networks and consortia. People who are blind or partially sighted. We not only support people who are blind and partially sighted, but we also support their families, friends and carers who live or work in Devon. Health and social care professionals. Professionals include high street opticians, GP practices, hospital eye units, eye clinic liaison officers, local authority rehabilitation officers for the visually impaired, ROVI, and visually impaired children, ROVICs. Voluntary sector and community group staff. We work with local staff in the Macular Society, RNIB, guide dogs, libraries, social clubs for the visually impaired, and talking newspapers and magazines. Professional networks and consortia. Networks and consortia include Devon Local Optical Committee, the LOC, Devon Integrated Care Group, the Southwest Visionary Group. Visionary is the national umbrella organisation of sight loss charities nationally, and numerous trusts and grants funders. So what about our circulation figures? The large print edition goes out to 923 individual blind and visually impaired subscribers and 67 professionals and organisations. The digital edition via email goes to 91 blind and visually impaired subscribers, 340 professionals and organisations. That's a total digital circulation of 431 named individuals. This audio edition goes to 131 blind and visually impaired subscribers and talking newspapers and magazines. So our total reach is 1,552 named individuals. These figures were correct for January 2024. To submit a feature or advertise in the pages of InVision Magazine, please give us a call to receive a copy of our rate card. To learn more about InVision Magazine or for any help with anything to do with your sight loss, give us a call on the helpline. The helpline number, one last time, is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. 666. The helpline is open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now, we're a very small team, so if we can't answer the phone, leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. So that finalises this quarter's InVision magazine. I'm your host, Graham Flynn, and I'd like to thank you very much for joining us. And we'll speak again with the summer edition in 3 months' time. Bye-bye.